is Nicki Minaj, and this is Hot 97.
Hey, bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. What's going on out in the world, Laura Stiles? What are you reading about?
I always like to hop on Twitter and see what's trending. So it's everything from, you know, stuff about Afghanistan to Keke Palmer.
Kiki do?
Nothing. I think with Kiki, she's just trending, but I think it was just her birthday. So I think.
I just wished her a happy birthday the other day on the text.
She's so awesome.
I sent her a link to Stevie Wonder, happy birthday.
Oh, that's cute.
So happy birthday, Kiki.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we love Kiki up here. She's one of the best interviews. I wish she had time so I could, like, you know, when we go out, go on vacation, she could just, like, take over the show.
Yeah, she's so awesome.
She always offers.
But she's like, hey, Kiki, and then she's like, I'll get back to you.
Right. She's shooting a movie or a TV show. But then when she comes on the radio, she's like, I want to be on the radio. I want to take over.
Yeah. Anyway, go wish her a happy birthday. She's great.
Yeah, she's Darius Jackson. Yeah, her and Darius Jackson cuddling up, looking like something right here. Mm. Hey, Kiki.
Oh, okay.
She had double dutch at her birthday. Shout to the girls out there doing double dutch. You know what I'm saying?
Old school. Yeah, I mean, that's where you see them. The police officers try to get cool with the community, right?
Yo, my lady's so nice with the double dutch.
Oh wow!
What? Still to this day?
That's good.
Right now, as it wants to start a whole like workout movement. That's double dutch, where women get together, or anybody who wants a double dutch get together, and that's the cardio.
I mean, that's quite the workout.
Yeah.
It's no joke. It's coordination. You know what I mean? Stamina.
Used to get busy a little bit?
I wasn't great. I would sometimes have my moments where I was like, oh my God, I did it.
Right. But,
and sometimes I would be the one just caught up in the middle, all like choked up with the rope. Like, oh man.
Well, yeah, my sisters used to be nice, but yeah.
If I tried, I got slapped.
They probably still do. I used to try and get slapped in the head with the little wire. You know what I'm saying?
Catch a little shiny.
Do you remember the show the jump rope with the beads in them?
Yeah,
ouch.
Yeah.
Those are hurt.
It's like, geez, nah.
Yo, Shawnee, man. You too, man.
What, get slapped in the head with the wire?
Yeah, well, like, I would always try to go double dutch, and it would always just be the girls.
Yeah.
So then I wouldn't get the timing right, and so they'd be like, you messing it up. Here, you got to just turn the rope.
Right.
And then I would get clowned for turning the rope, because it would be like, yo, why you out here turning rope for the girls? You supposed to be at the basketball court. Because, you know, it was real. When I grew up, it was real, like, you know, what's it called? What I'm trying to say, it was real, like, gender roles.
Right.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying? Boys was at the basketball court. Girls was skipping rope and double dutch and all of that.
Yeah.
So I never learned double dutch.
No, I never learned either. I mean, I got three sisters, so it was like, yo, turn this rope.
Oh, you was a rope turner?
Yeah, I mean, not all the time, but, you know.
Shawnee, you was a rope turner.
Nah, not all the time.
Shawnee, you was a rope turner.
It's okay for your sisters.
I didn't turn the rope all the time either.
Nah,
see, look, you still in them gender roles, man.
Nah, I tried to jump in because I wanted to see if I could, like, do it. I ended up getting slapped with the rope because I could never jump in.
And then they said what?
They'd be like, turn the rope. And I tried that, but I wasn't nice at that either. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, he's a rope turner, man.
Nah, I wasn't
nice. It's cool, man.
Yo, you like a big kid.
What
you
mean?
You was, right? Just say it. No, I wasn't. I actually wasn't.
But did you turn the rope?
I tried. They would want me to try. And I would do it, you know what I'm saying, just so that my sister could do her thing. But it was never as nice as they would do
it. I'm just saying, you sound defensive about being a rope turner. That's all I'm saying.
I'm actually telling the truth, and you're making up lies about my childhood.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're not. You're not being honest with yourself. You wasn't a double dutch, and you was a rope turner.
Okay,
I didn't turn rope that much either. Only time I turned rope was when I tried, and just like you, was unsuccessful, and they was like, here, turn the rope.
Right. And then
Other than that, I'm going to the basketball court.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I had a little rim in my driveway, so I'd be like, you know
but
what? I'm
for the audience, y'all see how sensitive it is for a guy to be a rope turner.
I mean, I'm offering that I actually tried. I tried for my sisters. I had three. They was like, turn the rope.
Yo, man, bring up Sherry, man. Sherry did double dutch. Sherry, you did double dutch?
I definitely did double dutch.
Was Shawnee a rope turner or nah?
Well, I wasn't there in his childhood, but I remember my boy cousins doing it.
Yeah, you had to try.
The boys was turning rope, huh? Hey, bring up Andrew. Andrew, you was a rope turner at the Double Dutch?
Oh, man, I was a rope turner for my life.
His whole life.
See, I respect it. I respect it.
Same thing with Shawnee. I got welted with the rope. It was over. My sister said,
yeah. Side of your forehead be just
pow.
Crazy looking.
Yo, man. Why? Yo, listen, man. Shout out to the rope turners, man. Go to the basketball court.
Word.
Hey, yo, Sherry, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to its name, Laura Never Loses?
Laura.
Laura. All right.
The queen. Mommy.
Listen, we have tickets.
Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday, Andrew. Hi. Don't put no pressure on me, man.
November 1st.
Oh, happy birthday.
Clutch.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
I'm going to try to come
1st.
Through.
Thank you.
Yo, man, shout out to the September 1st. What's that? What's that, Shawnee? Virgos?
Virgo. Yeah, Virgo season.
Yeah, shout out to the Virgos.
All right.
The Virgin, they lying.
They lying.
6 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Let's play. Laura Never Lose It.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. An unclear verse from which artist was blamed. Ebro.
Oh.
An unclear verse from which artist. DaBaby.
DaBaby as a delay from Donda's release, correct. Machu Picchu
Laura.
Is Laura.
Machu Picchu is in Peru.
Peru is correct. Who used SportsCenter to
Ebro.
Ooh.
That would be Drizzy Drake.
That is correct. What do you call two words that sound the same?
Ebro. They would be synonyms.
Incorrect.
Oh, no? Wait, no, that's not a synonym.
What do you call two words that sound the same but have different meanings?
Oh, that's the, not, is it?
Three.
Homonym?
Homonym.
That's what it is, yeah.
What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Omega.
That is correct.
Damn.
Who just became Spotify's most listened to? Laura.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is correct. Tie game.
Oh, tie game.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Who will win? Is it the Double Dutcher or the Birthday Boy?
Let's see.
The Rope Turner. Shawnee can't even call him a Rope Turner.
No, he's a Birthday Boy.
No, he's
a
Rope Turner.
He's the Birthday Boy.
Yeah, but he said he was a Rope Turner his whole life.
Whatever, man. Let's
he's
go.
Had his birthday
Nobody
want to
be a Rope Turner, man. It's crazy.
All right.
Somebody got to turn these ropes.
Okay.
That's a fact. How many months of the year have 31 days?
Ebro.
Ooh.
Ebro. Three. Two.
Five.
Incorrect.
No more than that. I'm
three,
gonna go with
two.
So it's seven.
Seven. Every other one.
Seven is correct.
Yeah!
The Double Dutch Bunch.
Let's go on.
No, we won the ticket.
Sherry.
Yo, Sherry, did you have a Double Dutch song?
No, but I'm celebrating my daughter, but she's trying to celebrate right now.
Listen, you got tickets to the Long Island Music Festival with Ashanti, Ja Rule, Fabulous, hosted by our very own Drewski. Tickets are on sale now, but you got them.
Hey, yo, Andrew, happy birthday, man.
Right. I appreciate
happy birthday.
That. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, Andrew.
Thank you. It's all right.
Yo, Andrew, sound like Sherry trying to holler, man. You single?
No, I'm married. But many blessings. Enjoy your birthday.
That don't mean she ain't trying to holler, B. Sherry. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? It goes down out here.
Babe.
It goes down on you, bro, in the morning.
I'm a badass bitch.
There you go. You find you a badass bitch, Andrew.
My Lord.
Andrew's probably like, I already got one. It's cool, man. I'm good. I got me a partner. Yo, Andrew, appreciate you, man. Yo, Sherry, hang on. We need some info.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Hang on 1 second.
Turn some Double Dutch for your birthday.
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stabb.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know about DaBaby meeting with various, you know, organizations in wake of his comments. You know, this is really, it's really good. We'll discuss it. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Bro.
Coach Jet Carter Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Gallus. Let's go flash your lights, Laura Stiles. Yeah.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So, according to the U.S. HIV Awareness Organizations, DaBaby, he met with 9 groups to discuss HIV and share personal stories of folks who are living with the virus. The orgs had sent him a letter earlier this month to call him in instead of calling him out. And they said it was thoughtful conversation. They felt that he was really, really, you know, tuned in. Marina Miller of the Southern AIDS Coalition says his willingness to attend and meet and learn and grow from his experience could set a positive example. So he also met with the Black AIDS Institute, GLAAD, Positive Women's Network, Transclusive Group, and others. So it's pretty dope.
Good for the baby.
Yeah.
You know,
this was the path. This was the path I knew it would eventually go on if he was remotely serious about trying to make it better.
Yeah, nah, you know, people like to sit down and have meetings. It's good. And everybody out there, you know, I had an interesting conversation yesterday. Everybody's like, oh, it's damage control. It's damage control. Any apology, by the way, is damage control. Anytime you say I apologize.
In the immediate, yeah.
It's damage control.
Like, because, if you apologize for something 8 years later, it's not damage control.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, why, you know.
But right now, yes.
Well, sometimes, no. Sometimes when you apologize later, it's because there's still a problem and you need to apologize.
Or that. And, yeah, that happens too.
And that's damage control. That's what an apology is. It's you cause damage, and now you're apologizing to control the damage.
Right.
So, you know, it's part of it. And being like, blindly indignant about, you know, when you offend someone, especially, you know, in when you're on stage trying to get the crowd hype, it's not like this is what DaBaby stands for. He was that's an idiot.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like he was making a political statement or
right, he didn't write a blog post. With, no. Like, these are my feelings on life.
Nah, he was in the moment being an idiot.
Right, and then got indignant when the attack came.
And got defensive and indignant. So, yeah, you know, true. Look, you know, people going to be people, and some people will forgive him and some people won't.
I was among the people who started to feel like it got a little weird. Like, yes, what he did was wrong, and particularly the way he responded was wrong. But then, like, the public flogging of this black man, of, like, major corporations taking money and being like, we're going to beat you down till you submit. That started to feel a way to me also. It became a weird, like, let's all show who could beat up the baby the worst. To me, that didn't seem productive either.
But it also didn't help that he was supposed to apologize.
Oh, no, he made it worse.
He didn't, you know?
Yeah, no. That part he did to himself for sure.
So, yeah, the whole thing was a mess. But at least, look, we're on better terms right now, right? This is a good step in the right direction. That's your flashing lights. Your boy, the time is 7:03. High of 74 degrees. Rain all day today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Who should be on congratulations? You played yourself. I'm thinking Ben Simmons of the Philly Sixers. I'm thinking he needs a congratulations. You played yourself. What do you mean you want to trade? You didn't shoot the damn ball, man. You didn't improve your shot. And then the fans turned on you after years of you waiting to improve your shot. And when y'all was in the series, you shot the ball 0 times in the fourth quarter and dished off when you had an open one. And now you're not talking to people and you're demanding a trade? Yo, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, get the button warm for Ben Simmons of the Sixers. and more coming up. And congratulations, you played yourself.
WQHT-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Oh, nah, nah. What's my name? Now, Laura, before we get into congratulations, you played yourself. As our country moves backwards with abortion rights right now, not the entire country, but, you know, Texas, which is a small country.
Yeah. I'm trying to find some more info.
A small conservative country.
So basically,
what's the story here with Roe v. Wade?
I got to give you more info in a minute after I do a little bit more research. But from what I remember, there's a law and it was supposed to go to the Supreme Court. But I think the Supreme Court didn't pick up the phone. They didn't answer. But basically, this law, whatchamacallit, stops women from having the option of having an abortion after 6 weeks, which is, women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks sometimes. But what's crazy about it is that any person, okay, any person can sue a Lyft driver for taking you to an abortion clinic. They can sue the doctors. They can sue the nurses.
Who would sue, though? Like, who would bring the lawsuit?
There's insane people. You know, the
just
people
like
who
a rando
outside?
Person could be outside, yes, and be like, yo, yes, this Uber driver, I'm suing you?
Yes, yes. Because I know that, wow, you took this person to go get an abortion. You know those, wow, crazies that stand outside the abortion clinics that, like, with signs and, like, terrorizing people who are trying to go in there to see a,
yeah,
doctor? Yeah, of course. Under the guise of, like, religion. You know what I mean?
Right. Or it could be a family member. Maybe moms didn't want,
yes,
you to do it.
It could be
maybe
anyone.
Maybe dad didn't want you to do it.
It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a stranger who heard.
Best friend was like, don't do it. You did it anyway. She's like,
so
I'm
all
suing
people
the
going to start doing is, yes, keeping it a secret, going to other states, or
and
doing something worse and hurting,
right,
themselves.
Right, Ebro. Because that's what people do not understand. Abortions will continue to happen. They're just going to put women's lives in danger. Mm. That's it. Women are going to die trying to get these abortions that are, like, at somebody's home or something like that. It's wild. But then I heard, and I might be wrong, but I heard that if someone accuses you and it ends up being true, that person gets, like, $10,000. So there's that, too. I got to double check, but I remember reading that. I'd be like, wait a second, this can't.
This is all in Texas around abortion.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Texas.
It's insane.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo, playing yourself,
yo, man,
playing yourself.
I don't play. The obsession over control.
Well,
over
these are the same
bodies.
People that aren't these the same folks that are like, yo, my choice, my body when it comes to the vaccine?
Yeah, some.
I mean,
of them.
Some, maybe.
Some.
It's all a mess. Because the same thing. Well, once you get...
Well, because the conservatives that are pushing this agenda in Texas...
Nothing to worry about.
...are the same people that are like, nah, you can't tell us to wear a mask and you can't tell us we have to get a vaccine, but you can tell people that they can't have choice over... How, make it make sense. That's
what
I'm saying.
It's all a mess.
I'm reading that Texas abortion clinics are now turning away patients. Because the law took effect as of midnight.
At midnight. Yo, hit the button again.
Congratulations. Horrible. You played yourself.
Yo, remember when y'all said Hillary and Trump was the same thing? Remember when y'all said y'all wasn't going to vote? Y'all Bernie fans wasn't going to vote? Remember that in 2016, y'all wasn't going to vote? Remember all that? Remember all that? I got something for you.
Congratulations.
I mean,
you played yourself.
That's if you care about this issue. You know what I mean? Because there's definitely people who don't. There's definitely people who, unfortunately... don't have the wherewithal and, you know, moral fiber to support women who want to have a choice.
Oh, I was right about the $10,000, guys. I'm just reading it right now. It says, but unlike other states' anti-abortion laws, Texas ban bars state officials from enforcing it and instead allows individuals to sue an abortion provider or anyone who may have helped someone get an abortion, including, like, a driver, after the limit, and seek financial damages of up to $10,000 per defendant.
See, wow, that's why I don't go down there, man.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's why there's parts of America I just don't visit.
Oh.
I don't even visit. Sorry. It's not for me, man. Yo, and while we're on the GOP and, you know, these crazies in our country, Y'all have heard the name McCarthy, right? The senator from, I believe, Virginia.
Nothing to worry about.
Well, he's saying he's threatening companies right now that the GOP will remember, is what he's saying. If the companies who supplied any services on January 6th turn their documents over in this current January 6th investigation, the GOP will not forget. He's threatening them because they know that if they do research into the bus companies, into the people who provided, you know, tents or whatever, they're going to find that the money trail leads back to politicians.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire.
This is a threat from a elected official threatening companies. The GOP will not forget if companies hand records to January 6th committee.
Nothing to worry about.
Yo, hit this guy with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And furthermore, his family, House Majority, or excuse me, he's a congressman, he's in the House. Kevin McCarthy's family benefited from U.S. program for minorities based on disputed ancestry. So remember how they were making fun of Elizabeth Warren, calling her Pocahontas because she said, you know, generations ago, she has a Native American in her family. Remember that whole thing?
Of course.
Well, Kevin McCarthy's family, they won more than $7 million in federal contracts at U.S. military installations that were set aside for Native American companies. His family claimed that they were Native American and took millions of dollars in federal contracts. By the way, this story's been out since 2018.
Oh my gosh.
And this is an investigation from the Los Angeles Times.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that dude is the worst. Worst.
It's horrible.
Hit him with the butt.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
So, I just saw the story pop up. You know, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has filed charges against 15 people over a fake COVID vaccination card scheme. So he filed charges against a 31-year-old Jasmine Clifford because she sold 250 fake vax cards via Instagram, as well as Nadasia Barkley, 27 years old, who authorities say she entered, okay, this fake information for at least 10 people into the New York State Immunization Information Database.
Wow.
So she lied, and she thought she was going to get with, she really thought she was going to get away with this. So people are getting charged left and right, guys, for fake vax cards, for attempting to put fake information into the New York City and New York State Immunization Information Database. And I'm sure this is going on in other states, too.
For sure. It's moving out here.
But for that,
congratulations. You played yourself.
Because they're going to have some hefty charges.
Rosenberg, what you got today, man?
Well, sadly, got to give it to the one-time MVP and Super Bowl quarterback Cam Newton, who yesterday was unceremoniously released by the New England Patriots. Now, there's a lot of reasons Cam may have been released. He didn't play well last year.
He didn't play that well in preseason.
And he wasn't particularly special in preseason, though he was decent, it should be noted, but not particularly great. And they have a new rookie quarterback who's supposed to be great in Mac Jones.
And who played amazing during the preseason, I read.
Yeah, I mean, although when you look, I'm just saying, when you look statistically, it's not like he was that it's much negligible. Better than Cam.
It's negligible.
But the point is this, though. This year, you're going to have to think about who's available. You know, Bill Belichick is a guy who makes decisions based on what makes sense for his football team. Cam Newton still refuses to get the vaccine. Listen, you could think it's right. You could think it's wrong. The bottom line is, teams this year, if you're not playing at the highest level and you may be unavailable or forced other players to have to sit because of contact tracing, you may not have a job. And that is, in my opinion, what happened to Cam Newton.
Well, didn't he have wasn't there a COVID issue with something he did? Or
yeah, he just had one. Like, and it's not like he had it, but because the unvaccinated players have to go through different protocols. So if you end up near someone and you're unvaccinated, you might have to do what he did last time, which is sit for like 5 days while they wait for you. And guess what? In the end, Bill Belichick's going to give you one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's crazy.
Just read a Bloomberg article that said that by the end of the year, more companies are going to start having mandatory vaccines. More and more companies. And I know some of the states are trying to block the Mando vaccine.
Yeah.
But, you know, good luck with that. Because, you know, these are private companies. They may take it to the federal government. And then also depending on what state they're in.
Right. Are we okay with people, with the government just fully, just full court press on everybody who feels like I'm not really ready for the vaccine and I'm going to take your job and
I'm
take
not,
your positions?
I'm not. Just like I'm not okay with Texas telling women they can't choose to do what they want to do with their body.
Right. That's what it feels like. Because it's bigger than the virus. It's about to be like a different authority over your body.
Well, but those are different. Those are different things. Ebro's pointing out that the Texas abortion things is the government directly saying what you are and are not allowed to do with your body.
Company.
The vaccine would be the government backing out and letting companies decide if they want to mandate.
Right.
Now, I'm not comfortable with the government coming out and going door to door and requiring vaccine.
Right,
no, I'm not comfortable with that.
Right.
But them backing out and saying a business, yo, if you want to have a fully vaccinated business, you're allowed
to. That's your business.
That's sort of a different thing. I'm probably okay with that.
Not sort of different.
It's vastly different.
Yeah.
And I'm probably okay with it.
And look, private companies could do it they want, but again, even when you see a vax only on a restaurant door, this look like whites only. This look like Jim Crow all over again.
Well,
this segregation in some respects,
can't go to school if they're not vaccinated.
Well, here's the difference between Jim Crow and the vaccine, and please let's not ever do this again. Black people didn't choose their skin color.
Right. I mean, well, clearly.
You know what I'm saying?
Clearly.
These are human beings who were born into a look that the society decided, yo, you can't come to our place because of how you look.
I'm saying
this isn't that.
Right.
Shawnee, you've been on Instagram too long. Hit yourself with the button for making that parallel.
You know what I'm saying? The segregation.
Hit yourself with the button.
That was around on Instagram. I did see that the other day.
Was it?
Yes.
I never saw that on
Instagram. I've seen a lot of that. People take the sign of vaccinated and they put it next to whites only. I've seen that.
I've not. That must have been in the last month when I was out the loop.
Yeah, it may have been osmosis, man. You absorbed it. You know what I mean? Like you were scrolling passes and didn't know you saw it, but you saw it.
It's probably an easy thing to think of when you think of segregation.
Well, there's signs on doors saying you can't come into a place.
So
in America, yes, it's an easy thing to compare. But
yeah, you don't even have to see it.
Black people couldn't just do one thing and then be admitted to those places. Hey, you know, if you go to a doctor's appointment, you come right in the next day.
The easiest thing to point to when you think of segregation and discrimination would be around that time.
Absolutely.
Of course, but I'm going to just say that's a lazy take.
Got you.
It's a lazy take.
Got
right,
you.
Right.
Yo, 97 minutes commercial free. Cast one.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice.
Tyson A. Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Oh, wait. Ben Simmons. Hold up, fam. Rosenberg, you work for ESPN.
That's right. Sure I do.
Ben Simmons has been in the league how long? Six?
Five?
5 years.
Yeah, something like that. Five, six.
A highly, highly touted star player in the NBA, yes?
Yes. One that has some issues. This is actually going to be year five for Ben Simmons. He's got some issues, but he's definitely was seen as the future of the 76ers.
A phenomenal defensive player, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great passer.
Uh-huh.
Dominant off the dribble in the lane, tall guy, like all these things. Like, he had some good things, but could not shoot the ball, correct?
No, was never been a good shooter, no.
And can't was terrible at the free throw line as well?
His free throw percentage. Decent. No, pretty terrible.
Pretty terrible.
In the 60s.
All right, so they make it to the playoffs. Y'all follow me here.
Okay.
And in the fourth quarter, they're in a seven-game series. In the fourth quarter of the seven-game series, for the entire seven-game series, your man did not shoot the ball. Zero shots. But you're the future of the franchise. Does that make sense to y'all? If the franchise is like, yo, you're our guy. You're the guy. Or one of our guys.
No, and he repeatedly, it happened in multiple games, just disappeared in the fourth quarter.
And then everyone saw, clearly, he had an open shot in a very important game, and he passed the ball when he had a layup, Shani. A layup. He passed the ball. Philly, which you know is a very vocal town when it comes to their sports.
That's a fact.
Still supported this guy. They were angry at the pass, but they still supported this guy. He has the audacity right now to say he is not showing up for training camp and he's demanding a trade. Yo, Ben Simmons, do not show up in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I hope you don't have furniture or any valuables still in Philadelphia. Do not go home. They want to whoop your ass.
Facts.
I don't even care about the Sixers and I want to whoop your ass. The audacity.
Oh, my God.
Like, who? What?
And by the way, the Sixers should make him do it.
What, Sixers, go pick up his stuff?
No, the Sixers should make him play. Unless they get the right offer, they shouldn't cut him and lose money just to make him happy because he says he doesn't want to play.
Because like, you created this atmosphere. Yo, in the offseason, he didn't even work on his shot. His weakness, he's a professional. He didn't even want to improve in the area where he was not good. The fans, the team, everybody was hoping he would want to. He doesn't even want to improve. Now he wants to demand a trade. Who would want this person on their team?
Well, that was the worry before this even happened. And now he's ruined all trade value for the Sixers. Right? Because now the trade value is completely gone because he says he demands to leave. It's all bad.
Yo, hit Ben Simmons with the biggest button.
Congratulations.
What are you doing?
You played yourself.
Cast one, go. Wow. Yo, I really have, man, the Sixers always got some drama, man. I was really hoping, man. But maybe they're going to get something out of this. Poor Philly, man.
Poor Philly.
Poor Philly.
Remember
yo, what's going on with the Eagles, too? Yo, what's going on with the Eagles?
They had Carson Wentz. That fell apart.
Damn.
They have Bryce. They do have Bryce Harper, at least.
Okay. All right. How's that doing?
No, not good. The Phillies are not good. But okay. Carson Wentz, gone. Eagles Damn. In restart mode. We'll see what happens with Jalen Hurts. It's a mess, man.
Damn. I know y'all get tired of me, man, talking about drinking water and watching how much animal products you put in your body.
That's right.
I know y'all get tired of me, man. But I gotta bring it up, man, because people are unhealthy out here, man. And when you start putting on a lot of weight. And the other reason it's at the forefront of my mind is my cousin called me the other day. And, you know, last week he tried to commit suicide.
Oh, man.
And I had no idea. I hadn't called. So he texted me on, I think it was Saturday night. I need to talk to you. And, you know, it was later. So I was like, in my mind, I'm like, man, why you hitting me so late? He's on the West Coast, by the way. And I was like, something told me, you know, it sounds more urgent than normal. Let me hit him back. And he told me the story about him trying to harm himself. Now, mind you, he's a father of two. He's married. All that's going great. He's got a great job. You know, you start looking at it, and you're like, yo, what's really going on? Well, he's dealing with some trauma from his childhood and that he hasn't resolved yet. And we were talking through it, but one of the things we started talking about was, you know, sleep. And, you know, being able to think clear and not just have these kind of, you know, because when you don't sleep well and you don't get enough sleep, you start to have crazy thoughts, man. You start to become a little emotionally all over the place. I don't want to use the word unstable, but, you know, just things get a little heightened. You get a little impatient. You get a little bit more angry. You lash out a little bit when you're not sleeping. And, you know, that plus trauma plus whatever other stresses you're going through, you know, start to add up. And so we were talking about that and, you know, and this is a guy who's always, and I'm sure people are hearing my voice right now like, yo, this is normal and it's unfortunate, but a lot of people go through it. But this is not somebody who, you know, this had ever even crossed my mind. He's not a, you know, there's nothing really going on in his life, but something happened to him young that was out of his control. Didn't have nothing to do with him. And so fast forward, he ain't sleeping good and he's put on weight. And so to unpack and deal with the other stuff going on with you, and this is my point of bringing this up, you can't get there if you're not getting good sleep and you're not thinking clear. It's just tough to get there. Mm-hmm. Whether it's weight loss,
yeah,
emotional issues, relationship stuff, being more patient, being more calm, like all of these things really are tied to something so basic that we should all be able to do, which is sleep.
Yeah. And you see it in children, right? You know, when they're overly tired and they're crying, yes, and they don't know how to deal with their emotions, they're sleepy and they're fighting their sleep. But once they knock out, it's like a reset, you know? They wake up all like, I'm okay. But that's them showing you that they're exhausted. But it's
so there's
true.
So many of us walking around right now that are exhausted. Coming out of this pandemic, dealing with this pandemic, the stress, the trauma, the things that people have dealt with and seen. Right? People need help. And I just wanted to bring up sleep, man.
Yeah. I remember when I was crying to you, like, yo, I'm exercising, I'm dieting, why am I not losing any weight? I don't understand. And it was because I was sleeping like 4 hours a night.
Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
To lose weight.
You cannot if you don't get enough rest.
And so there's people out here right now dealing with sleep apnea. They've put on weight, and that weight, I don't know what it does, but somehow that weight on your body prohibits your ability to breathe well while you're sleeping, so you never actually get in. What's that deep sleep called, Rosenberg?
REM?
It never lets you get to REM sleep.
REM.
REM.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that deep sleep where you're actually
that real
like
sleep,
resting.
Where you're like, your body is, you know, really getting rejuvenated. So, you know, if you have a family member dealing with this, you know, I encourage, because you know what that does for your heart over a long period of time and what that does for your other bodily organs when you're not getting enough sleep. These things lead to other serious health issues. And if you're not working with your children, like if you have a child and your child's sleep patterns mirror yours, because I know a lot of parents let their kids stay up with them and they don't, for you know, teach their kids how important sleep is, you're doing a disservice to your children's health.
22nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yeah.
Serious business.
And I hear that a lot of people are starting to discover that they have it because during quarantine lockdown, a lot of people gained a lot of weight. And that snoring, that's it. That crazy snoring, you might want to get it checked out.
And like, listen, some people get it and they're not heavy. They just get sleep apnea.
Yeah, that's definitely
a thing. But yeah, I do see it a lot in people who are heavy. And then I've always been told the way it went away was the mask, of course, helps. And then losing weight made it go away.
So what's the mask, Rosemary? What's this mask?
Does it open your air passages, or what does it do?
Is it like an oxygen mask that you sleep with?
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's an actual mask that's connected to a thing that pumps air in that you have to wear all night. I mean, it looks nuts. I'm not going to lie. Right. I mean, there goes sexy time real fast.
Sexy time is over.
Oh, I know, but it's necessary.
Ask DJ John. He might have worn the mask before.
Bring in DJ John and call the lines right now so you can be smarter than DJ John.
It's DJ John. DJ John. DJ John.
DJ John. Before we talk about how crazy you may have looked with that mask, can we talk about how crazy you look wearing these glasses with that mic up close to your face?
Yo, John, what?
Why do you look like this? Why do you position yourself like this on camera? There isn't a better angle. Like, am I bugging or does John look nuts?
Nah, he's leaning on the mic crazy.
I have this on this sneaker box.
John, when did you start wearing glasses?
Recently. I explained the other. Oh, he wasn't here yesterday.
He wasn't here
yesterday. It's new, Rosenberg.
Wow.
I'm next. I'm going to walk in here one of these days with glasses.
So I decided to go to eye doctor, get my eyes checked. And they said that, you just kind of like, you might need glasses to drive late at night. And then if you're in front of the laptop and TV screens and stuff like that, you're going to need glasses. So, yeah. So they did an examine on my eyes, my pupils, all that stuff. Yeah.
Got into the
The cool thing about glasses, John, for you is you look smarter than you actually are. That's good. So, you know what I mean?
I actually don't think it's having that effect on John. That's the thing.
Okay. All right. Tell
us
more.
I'm the smartest man in the world. The best in the world.
I don't know.
Oh, you look good, John. You look good.
Thanks, Laura. You're a good friend compared to these guys.
Go ahead.
Wait, no. I said you look smart. I said you look smart, man. What are you talking about?
It's like you're bigging me up, and then it's like, all right, let me take you down to it.
I looked closer. It's not bad. It just looks weird at first. You're right. The layout of the mic.
None of you guys are used to it, which I understand.
Okay. No. You got this big mic leaning on your face. Well, get the mic away.
It's not leaning. It's right in front of me. You're in front of the mic.
Stop trying to rock the mic so close, John.
Your mic looks crazy compared to my mic. How about that?
Nice try, man. You're trying to spin the same joke back. It's whack, B.
Oh, my God.
Now, John, did you have sleep apnea and have to wear this mask before?
I did. Actually, the sleep apnea mask was like a nightmare for 2 days. So I had to wear it. Definitely no sexy time. During that time, I didn't really have much intimacy with anyone because it was just I couldn't sleep and I was out of whack. And the sleep apnea caused me to go into blood thinners medication.
Oh my God. Wow. John, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's been like kind of a struggle, trying to.
Are you still dealing with this right now?
Yeah, blood thinners, but I've been losing weight, feeling healthy. The doctor said, just keep being active, you'll eventually get out of it, but he's afraid that if I get off it, I might get some blood clots. So I just, try to be healthy, drink water, sleep.
That weight loss thing that we did on the program where you lost, 80 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
How much did you put back on after you lost 80?
Oh, 15. But it's just
nothing crazy.
Not terrible. Yeah,
I just been like doing, the last month, because Shawnee told me this push-up exercise, I've been doing 100 push-ups a day. So Shawnee really put me on some push-up game where I just kind of use that and doing it every day in the morning and night. So, doing the gym.
Do you still use the mask?
No, I'm not on the mask. That was like 2014, 15.
Okay.
So your sleep apnea is gone because you lost weight.
Okay.
Congratulations, man. That's dope, man.
By the way, I think Ebro put Shawnee onto that push-up routine.
No, Shawnee did.
I thought
not
the...
Ebro. You sure? You wouldn't show me. Shawnee showed me.
But I think Ebro, I think that was originally Ebro's push-up routine.
No, I don't know. Shawnee did. Definitely.
Man, that's crazy.
The push-up, Shawnee. The push-ups.
The push-ups, ups and downs? Push-ups
or the standing up and push-up?
Yeah, the push-up into the burpee adjace. That's the Ebro
routine,
man. Oh, yeah,
that's Ebro's thing.
Damn, man. You just wouldn't even give Ebro a shine, John.
That's cool. I'm used to it, man.
No, I learned from the best. Shawnee.
Who we got on the line, Shawnee? Who we got on the line?
Thank you, DJ John. Love you, man.
I love you.
Wow, look at you guys.
I love you, man.
Virtual hugs.
Wow, that's nice.
We got Manny on the line.
Manny, what's popping, baby?
What's going on, Ebro? In the morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Yo, Manny, you get good sleep at night, sir?
I actually went through that whole sleep apnea thing. Wow. No good.
Let's talk about it.
Did you beat it? Are you on the other side of it? You getting better sleep?
No. I beat it. And on the low, I was in the little competition with your boy DJ John over there because I started that program that I'm not going to mention because y'all not getting paid.
Oh, yeah. They never paid us, man.
Oh, wow.
But I'm down 90.
Woo! Amazing.
Wow. Yo, that's so fire, bro.
Fire. Oh, my gosh. That's so dope. Congrats.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
man. We all downloaded the
400.
Wow, Manny. Congrats, man. So you got how much? What are you trying to get down to? 200? 250?
I don't want to be, you know what I mean? I don't want to be skinny or flimsy or nothing like that. So, yeah, probably like 260 around there, 270.
How tall are you, man?
Six feet.
6 feet, 260. Okay. Listen, man, keep working on it, man.
260 is not, you know, by the books, it's not the healthy thing. But, you know, 260, you know,
You big boned it. You big boned it.
Well, congrats on your hard work. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. Stay on it, man. Congrats. That's beautiful, bro. Answer this question super fast so you can be smarter than DJ John.
Okay, so let's see if you can get this one. We were talking about this state earlier. What is the largest state in the lower 48 states?
My dad's name's Manny.
Texas.
Boom! Yes, correct!
Dude, this guy.
All right, DJ John. What are the six flags to fly over Texas?
Oh, Six Flags Great Adventures? I love Six Flags. I love Six Flags. They got Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
No.
Nope. Or is it Laffy Tuck?
No. The six flags are Spain, France, Mexico, Texas, the Confederate, and the U.S. flags.
Oh, man. Not Six Flags Great Adventures?
Damn, everybody done ran through Texas, huh?
Damn.
Like that? Damn, Texas. Y'all out here hoeing. Damn. Yo, Manny, you getting Manny. Tickets, fam?
Manny!
What does he win? DJ John.
Oh, tickets to On the Reggae and Soca Tip. Listen, but not only that, be texter number 9 right now at 77000 for another chance to win. Text the word, the keyword, Soca, to 77000 for another chance to win. I also go to Ticketmaster.com to purchase your tickets as well. Shaggy, TJ, Spice, and many more. Be there this Friday, baby.
Hey, yo, John, fix that camera and mic setup. You looking nuts, man. We got to fix it up, all right? Fix it up. Yo, Manny, keep on it, man. Stay on it. Stay focused. We love you for that sharing with us this morning.
Man. We love y'all.
Man, thank you so much, Manny. And everybody else out there struggling with weight loss or, you know, health issues, and you got to do that work. Do that work, man, for yourself, and do it for your family, too, and your loved ones. Also, do it for your bank account. I'm going to keep it 100. Them hospital bills is no punk.
And for that blouse.
Wear your ass out, boy. Let's go. Flashing Lights time. Laura Styles.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
50 Cent made a big announcement. He's set to star in The Expendables 4 alongside Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham. This is dope. Megan Fox.
Hey now.
He just announced it on Instagram not too long ago, but 50's killing it, guys. He's doing so dope.
He's 50's fully made the transition.
Yes, that's it.
Go ahead, Fib. Now, I missed Expendables 2 and 3.
And 1.
I didn't know they was all the way up to 4.
They're at 4 now.
Word.
Did anybody else catch 2 and 3?
I didn't even see 1. I haven't seen any Expendables.
I actually saw one on an airplane.
Shawnee, you've never heard of The Expendables?
The Expendables? When she first said it, I was thinking The Incredibles. I'm like, he's about to be a cartoon? That's what's up. He's going to be one of the kids. What's his superpower?
No, not The Incredibles. Expendables.
You don't remember the original Expendables with all the old guys in it? They brought all the legends.
It was like Schwarzenegger, Stallone. It was all of them in it.
Yeah, Bruce
Willis.
You know,
oh yeah, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I remember that. It didn't go.
That's what the Los Angeles Lakers look like this year.
Yeah, that was the joke everyone made about the Lakers.
Yo. Yeah, and it's like, yo, let's do this one last job.
Right. Felt like the movie was expendable in some ways.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. Da, da, da,
da. That's your flashing lights report. Up to 4. Time is 8:02. High of 74. Rain all day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
But big up to 50, Queens. Yeah, man.
Queens. Yo, Casto.
Yo, what's up?
What's the real on this Kanye West album after a couple of days? People listening to it, see a lot of talk.
People listen to it. People still trying to figure out whether they like it or not, which is interesting.
Yeah. I did a live review last night on my Twitch and YouTube. I was like, I'm going to give myself a reason. I'm going to sit through this. I'm going to go track by track. It's like...
How'd it turn out? Well, you know what? Stay locked. We're going to...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We're going to re-review the Kanye West album.
But I do want to hear that jail you did, though, with the drums. I do want to hear that.
Yeah, with Hov and the baby on the same record with the drums, you got that, Casto? Dom the Bomb, what up, baby?
Now, he just took the drums from the end of the song and put them throughout, right?
Right. So the whole controversy right now is like Kanye didn't want drums on this. I'm like, well, why did Kanye, A, why is he releasing the stems? And B, I grew up in this hip-hop thing. If anybody leaves the drums open as a producer, it's meant to be taken and looped and used.
Facts.
Yeah, and also, well, I'll save that for the review of the album. Forgetting drums seems to be a thing on this album.
When did drums become bad?
When did drums become expendable? I didn't know they were the expendables.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
So we've talked ad nauseum about Kanye West and Drake. And this Friday, we get the Drake album. Now, did you guys see that the, I think somebody at Universal, somebody leaked the track listing of the Drake album yesterday. It was on a Universal Music document.
Oh, really?
Oh, no,
yesterday
I didn't see
that. Upon the internets, yes.
Oh, let me look.
Let me see if I screenshot it. Screenshot it.
I don't know if that's the...
No, I didn't screenshot.
No?
But nonetheless, yeah, so there was a track listed with the producers and name of the tracks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I see.
A lot of No ID. You know, I saw a few No IDs in there. I saw some, you know, obviously Boy Wonder and T-Minus and all those people he works with. You know, so.
A lot of nothing, No ID.
You're looking at it now, Laura?
Yeah, Murda Beats, Metro Boomin, T-Minus.
So, we don't know if this is an R&B album or a hip-hop album or both.
Huh.
Coming up.
Anyone else interested?
See anything interesting there? Laura Stiles on the Drake certified lover boy.
He posted
a letter from his handwritten note from his mother, I think last night too, to her Pookaroo.
I know that was
cute. So proud of you. She said to the lover boy. This is from his mom.
She said to the lover boy?
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure did.
Wow, she's in on the brand too.
She's in. She's so cute.
I wonder
cute.
If my mom would ever buy into a brand.
She has.
She would.
But like call me a different name?
What are your other names? Peckerhead or what is it you call yourself?
Excuse me?
What is it? Isn't that a wrestling thing?
Wow.
Isn't that a wrestling thing?
I mean, Laura, you just dipped way back. The things that Laura remembers, like Laura only pays attention to what we say like 28% of the time.
Right.
And so the things that randomly come spit back at me are so old and random.
Wait, what is a peckerhead?
What we used to call the Cheap Heat audience, we would call them the peckerheads. But we never called myself. Because it was like a Bobby the Brain Heenan insult to people. You know, like, shut up, peckerhead. But no, that's like my mom. When I won the 24/7 championship, my mom called me was like, what's up, champ? Good morning. I can't see that.
Oh, so she brought in. She brought in.
No, she didn't do that. I said if she did.
Oh, she didn't. Oh, okay. I was about to say, yo, Mindy's on it. Yo, shout out to Mindy.
Yo, the certified love boy.
You look interested.
You.
Well, so anyway, we talked about Drake and Kanye ad nauseum. Listen, whether you like it or not, they are superstars in this music-ish. And so that's why we're talking about it.
Yep.
And that's why people are debating and hating and everything with the albums that drop. That's what it is, man. That's what's supposed to happen. So now, Rosenberg, after absorbing the Kanye for now on day three, you decide yesterday you're going to do a Rosenberg review.
I did.
You got music for a Rosenberg review?
Wow. Music for that.
Let's see.
Is there a music for the Rosenberg review?
Can we just go with
Yeah.
Okay.
And now,
all right,
the Rosenberg review of Kanye West's Donda. What happened, Rosenberg?
Well, Ebro, last night I jumped on my YouTube channel at Rosenberg Radio. Go give me a sub and Twitch and listen to the whole thing through with the people, the Kanye stans who wanted to come in and join as well, who think everything is fire. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of remove all the hoopla and talk about what it was going to be and just listen to it track by track. I'll start off by saying I stopped after track 14 and we'll pick up again tonight at around 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Because to me, you have to divide this album into two. And the fact that tracks 13 and 14, which are Moon with Don Toliver and Kid Cudi.
Oh, I love that song.
And see, I like that song too, Cass, but to me, in the context of a 27, 26 song album, it's such an odd spot to be at 13. It's so sleepy time. It's like, go to bed, the album's over. And then
I think that plays to your point of dividing the album, because it feels like it's closing a segment of the album before it goes into another segment.
Exactly. And then it has one more song, Heaven and Hell, which is a good one. And then track 15 is called Donda. Almost like the second album begins. So that's what I'm going to do tonight is jump on and do the second album. But for the first part, the first 14, the star of this album, in my opinion, is our guy, 88 Keys.
Really?
To me, 88 Keys is the star of the first 14. He did Jail, which is, you know, to me, when I listen to an artist's, you know, 10th album, I'm thinking about how many of these songs are going to make it to the Kanye show. You know, like, let's play Fantasyland for a minute. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, Kanye has had his come to Jesus moment for real. He's put
down. He already came to Jesus. What are you talking? He's having another one?
I guess it's not Jesus he needs to come to. He needs to come to someone else. And he puts down the red hat for real. And even Laura Stiles is back at a Kanye West concert. Let's just pretend that happens. If that were to happen, you're going to hear Jail. Like, to me, it's that kind
Guess
of song.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
Yo, when you hear that riff at the beginning of the concert, you're on your feet. Like, that to me is a
That's
big...
Phil Collins. He might as well go get Phil Collins to play the drums on that joint.
Yo, he should have gotten Phil Collins to play the drums on that. You're right.
Or at least Mike and the Mechanics.
It sounds so Phil Collins vocally, too. Mm-hmm. So I think Jail's pretty dope. God Breathe, the next track. That goes into the recent Kanye I'm not into. Where he just like repeats a sort of boring refrain over and over and over and over and
it's
over
lazy.
And over.
To me, it's lazy.
It's just lazy. Off the Grid, Yo, man, let's fire. Let's give our flowers to Favio Foreign.
Favio,
yo,
man.
He sounds incredible on that.
Yo,
joint.
Favio comes through in the biggest opportunity of his life. Favio sounds the best he's ever sounded.
Yeah, he sounded good. He sounded real good on that.
Off the grid is fire.
So that one's good. I mean, listen, Hurricane with Lil Baby in the Weeknd. Let me tell you how hard it would be to not make a good record with Lil Baby in the Weeknd. I think that's a pretty good joint.
Yeah, that's my second favorite joint.
People are saying that's going to be the breakout hit, Hurricane.
So that's the easy one to toss on the radio every station tomorrow. I mean, it's the weekend, and it's got those Kanye melodies. What I don't know about you guys, I'm always looking for Kanye to have those vintage Kanye melodies that you want to sing along to. That's what makes him Kanye.
That's how I feel about the Lauryn Hill sample.
So Laura, perfect segue. That, to me, when you keep going, there's other good joints on there, right? Like, Praise God is cool. Don't love it. I like it. Okay is pretty good, but the next absolute smash to me is Believe What I Say, which is the Lauryn Hill sample joint. Sounds like some Chicago house record, like just a beautifully done Chicago house tune.
You know what's crazy? I wouldn't even need Kanye on that record. I would just need the Lauryn Hill sample over the beat playing over and over and over.
I like what Kanye did on it, though.
I did too.
I like what Kanye did on that. On Believe What I Say. I like him, his storytelling. I like him sharing on that. I think it sounds good.
Yeah, like I hear what you're saying, Cass, because the bass line and the sample is done so well. But to Ebro's point, Kanye's actually truthful. He lets us in a little bit on the Kim situation. It's relatable. I actually really like him on that tune.
And then after track 10, you said the next one you like is Moon.
No. I like 24. Also, I think 24 is pretty dope. And I think Remote Control, another 88 Keys banger with Young Thug.
Remote Control is dope. I'm told that's the one Soulja Boy was supposed to throw his vocal on.
Oh,
and people are saying that we, you know, hit Soulja Boy with the congratulations, you played yourself. I don't know if this was part of the promo or the plan or not, but they're saying that Soulja Boy was supposed to be on the deluxe, like on the deluxe or whatever they're gonna call this thing when Kanye puts out more versions or an update of this album. Well, I don't know if that's gonna happen now because Soulja Boy was talking outside of his face.
Crazy. But, I mean, he's going off the deep end.
Yeah,
he's challenging
him to boxing fights.
He's posting pictures of Kim Kardashian and saying, I had Kim Kardashian. I was the first rapper with Kim Kardashian. Yeah, he's going,
you're gone too far.
talk about burning the bridge and not maybe seeing this is a situation, just
well,
let
listen,
this one go.
Kanye West is all about forgiveness. Maybe he'll forgive Soulja Boy, and Soulja Boy will still make the album.
Either way, I think part one's pretty good, man. Part one of Donda's pretty good. Is it a Kanye classic? Are we going to put it next to Graduation?
All you gotta do is say, is it better than Pablo? And the answer is no.
It's not better than Pablo.
And most of the reason is there's too many tracks. If he would have narrowed this down and tightened this up a little bit, we'd be having a different conversation.
Yo, if this was 13 songs, we would be talking about where this stands in Kanye great albums. It's just got too much filler, bro. It's just got too much.
Top 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Favio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg and Laura Stahl, 30th anniversary. Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't gonna get it right?
He's on fire.
Which is why we said earlier this week, it feels like you're listening to a live performance. It feels like you're listening to something that's more of a Broadway play, a musical almost, because there's so many filler things in there that are just musical meanderings. That aren't actual concise things that you could follow track for track. It's just like, you know, you just threw some repetitive meandering here.
Yeah, and I mean, that's also some of the leaning into the gospel stuff. Like, it's cool. I have a deep appreciation for it, don't get me wrong. But in the middle of this album, when you just do a random, it sounds like you're in church for 2.5 minutes, it's just all, you're confused. As a listener, you're confused. Where am I? What mood am I in? Where am I going? I can't go on this journey every day. You might want to go on it once, but and after for the that, Kanye you're going to pick the songs you want.
And for the Kanye stans, all right, you're biased. Settle down.
And we've been there. Listen, yeah. On Midnight Marauders, track 6, Midnight, and track 7, We Can Get Down, they're not the best songs ever, but I listen to them. You know why? I'm a Tribe stan. I get it. But yeah, y'all need to relax, because these aren't all great.
Play that Believe What I Say, Cast 1, track 10 off the Donda.
This one, though.
The Gurus are on the way. Yo, and listen, when you get into this second half of the Donda tonight on at Rosenberg Radio on YouTube,
yep. Is that what it YouTube is? YouTube and Twitch, Rosenberg Radio. I'm digging in.
Yo, that Okay Okay Part 2 with Shinsia on that, and that Pure Souls with Shinsia. Crazy.
Oh, Shinsia's all Part 2.
Keep My Spirit Alive. Crazy.
Keep My Spirit Alive is fun. I already know I love that one. That's the Conway West Side Gun.
Yes.
That's a fully produced Griselda song where they got like an Basically. Actual, they got like a real production. Like, it's a different level. Very into it.
Hit them, Cass. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Which one are we playing?
Yeah, you the Lauren. Listen, I said Believe the Lauren said. Joint.
Okay.
It's like he had it, though. He had it, though.
No, because he said that. Then Shawnee's playing the other one. And you guys mentioned 5 other ones. I'm like, all right, where are we going? Stay focused, God.
Listen. Just listen to Ebro, man. It's very clear. It's a track 10. Guru's next. Yo, shout out to Africa, man.
Shout out to Africa.
We are so honored to be able to share music, you know, with the masses over on this side. You know what I'm saying? All the African people tuned in, man. Appreciate the support and love always. Word. Whether you're from Ghana, Togo, Benin, Cameroon, Kenya, Ethiopia, Eritrea, right. South Africa, yeah. Wherever you from.
North,
you
know South, what I'm saying? East, and West.
Senegal. We have a lot of Senegalese people tuned in.
Senegal.
Shout out to y'all, too. You know what I mean? Côte d'Ivoire. All of that, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Thank you, man. And but yeah, man. Shawnee, man. Another one. Another hit.
Another
man.
One. You know what I'm saying? It's just beautiful, man. I'm glad that Afrobeat has made its way into the mainstream music and that people get to hear this on their way to work. It's entering the parties, you know, everybody dancing. And now it's just normalized. You know,
now so. You got Justin Bieber trying to jump up. Yo, they didn't put Justin Bieber on the African joint.
Wow. And that the song beats. Is perfect.
Y'all done yo, listen, man. I know y'all was trying to get, you know, the Z100s to play the WizKid joint, so y'all had to put the white boy on there. Cause you know, it ain't racist, but it's racial.
Right, right.
That's you know what I mean? Because
had they not put him on, would Z100 play it, do you think?
Great question, Shawnee.
Would it ever get crossover appeal?
Great question, Shawnee.
So they
and play. I'd have to assume the answer is no. That's why they did it.
Right.
They right. did it because there are stations that wouldn't play it without the white boy on it.
Right. So the strategy worked, but I mean,
I don't even know if they planned it or not. I don't know what's going on, but they clearly did it because they wanted to make it more, as they say, mainstream. Right.
Commercial.
Commercial. Hey, yo, look, man, you got to do what you got to do. Like, I didn't make the rules, man.
Right.
I didn't make the rules. But salute song. To WizKid.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Burna Boy. David O, Tiwa Savage got new music out. She got a joint with Brandy. Y'all go check that out. Those Thames. Are some of the big stars coming. Thames, some of the big stars coming off the continent right now. Let's get into the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus. Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Squad unites to heal, to uplift. Clear
that's
the air.
That's right.
Shawnee
that's
Coulter, right. Burn Sage, and Rosenberg lead us in breathing exercises.
Let's cleanse the energy.
Who needs our help? Exactly. Oh, wise one.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Guys, it's time to reload the emails for the fall season. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. If you're having an issue right now, and many people are, reach out to us so we can unite to fight for what's right.
That's right.
We're going to heal the world, make it a better place.
Saving lives.
For you and me and the entire human race.
There's a choice we're making.
Oh, boy. Is this the Google or is this the karaoke?
Oh, it's true.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
For you and me.
Yeah, the Gurus.
We are the world.
Bruce Springsteen's part.
We are the children.
Well, I always laugh. I always laugh at the video that goes around of Michael Jackson getting angry at Huey Lewis.
Right. And Cyndi Lauper, right?
Yo, Huey's my guy, too. I love Huey Lewis. He botches that note so bad. And Michael looks at him like, yo, fam,
like, damn,
what are you doing?
We're trying to heal the world.
He said, I left it to you. I said, explained real simple where to go with that note. You're doing too much, dog. You're not
right,
me.
Right. You're doing too much.
It's pressure coming on after Mike. Let's be honest. Huey knows his job. He messed it up.
I want a news. Play some Huey Lewis in the news.
You want to play Power of Love?
Lewis in. Yo, play I want a new drug. You want to don't make me sick?
I want a new drug, Power of Love, Hip to Be Square. There we go. This will make you feel good every time.
He was supposed to follow Michael?
This sound like Kanye West album.
He had soul for an 80s white guy, just not enough for that spot.
The power of love is a curious,
thing. Make a old man weep.
Make another man sing.
Change your heart
to a little white dove.
More than a feeling.
That's the power of love.
Hey, Laura, what movie is this from?
I don't know.
Laura?
I don't know.
You don't know what movie that's from?
No.
What?
I don't know.
Ebro, I'm telling you, the new game is, what the hell did Laura do with her life? You have no idea.
Well, first of all,
you get mad at me because I don't know who Paul Simon is.
This is different. Ebro, you would agree this is different, no?
Shawnee, do you know?
Unless I'm wrong, wasn't that in Back to the Future?
I don't either. Yeah. Thank
isn't that Back to the Future? Am I bugging?
I feel like it's Back to the Future.
Yeah, guys. It's Back to the Future.
Power of love.
Now, by the way, Rosenberg is a Back to the Future stan.
Thank you.
It shaped his entire life.
But
he went to a drive-in. He made a date to go to a drive-in.
Back to the Future is one of the biggest movies ever made, though. This isn't me on an island.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I just don't know the soundtrack.
That you're a Back to the Future stan.
Yes, I'm a Back to the Future stan. I have a poster of it framed in my house.
Okay.
No doubt about it. Hold on. But Laura, before you go throwing your hands up to celebrate, I'm just telling you, I won't give away our age. But at our age, it would be common to know that that song was the theme song for Back to the Damn Future.
But I'm not the only one. Shawnee doesn't know either.
And I've seen Back to the Future mad times.
Thank you, Shawnee.
And you wouldn't recognize Power of Love. It plays the whole movie. It's the theme of the movie.
I know the song and I know the movie, but when you said what movie... Right.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't know what movie
this is.
It
doesn't immediately compute.
Did it compute to you, Casavine?
No, it didn't.
Okay, thank you.
But they also weren't ready. Listen. This is there is a this is how do I say this?
Rosenberg gets
some white-ish, man. It's some white-ish, and I got a white brother and a white mom. I'm in. I was tapped in. I was tapped in.
No, it's just that Ebro and I are the only biracial people on the program. So we live in both these worlds. I live in both these worlds.
That's right.
Laura and Shawnee and Cass, especially Laura and Shawnee, it's just black and white. And got news for you. If it's white, they don't know it. It did not happen. Now, and by the way, a lot of white people are like that in the other way. Now, they're not the white people probably listening to our program, but there are a lot of white people out there who don't know the most basic black-ish, and that drives me insane.
Like, they don't know Before I Let Go, Frankie Beverly.
Ebro, hold on. They don't know Before I Let Go. I was with a girl who's dumb cool, likes hip-hop. Super progressive, great person.
Yeah. Disclaimer. Give us what you got.
Well, because I have to, because this is so bad. I was with her in a spot, and Before I Let Go came on, And she went, "Oh, that's Kamala Harris's song from when she dropped out of the campaign."
Yeah, I would have flipped the table over on her.
Whoa.
Yeah, totally.
Was y'all eating pizza? I would have smacked it with a slice.
Wow. Gosh, there's just certain things you just don't know. Like, I don't, can you, like, I don't, like, name a Celine Dion hit.
My Heart Will Go On.
Shh.
Wow.
Shawnee?
My Heart Will Go On.
Cass won.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with My Heart Will Go On. Right.
I was gonna say the Titanic song.
Yeah. My heart will go on.
Yeah, bow, bow. Yeah,
that, but that's right. That's an unfair example. No sane person knows anything Celine Dion. I mean,
I just know because you love me. That one.
I don't remember that one.
And by the way, Celine Dion's Canadian.
She's Canadian. Although, by the way, I just want to be clear. I have heard that Celine Dion in person will change your life.
Top 97 Summer Jam, 30th anniversary, June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
What do you mean?
Like when you hear where she goes on a live microphone, it's crazy.
Oh, no, her vocal ability is beyond. Her vocal ability is beyond.
Like you will stand there even if you don't know the songs and be like, yo, this woman crazy? This is wild. But no, Laura, I don't know Celine Dion. And by the way, not all things white are Celine Dion. That's the sad part.
I mean, close. They're close, though. They're close.
Back to the Future is not close to Celine Dion, man. Come on.
No, it's not. It's not.
They're cousins.
It's Flavor. No, they're not cousins.
They're not even cousins, bro.
They're not even cousins.
All right.
Come on, man.
Right.
I'm not going to take Back to the Future just y'all wanna, you know what? Yo, I'm not even doing the Guru
like
today.
To the
yeah, Rosenberg walked off the program.
I'm not doing the Guru.
Rosenberg walked off the program. He's offended.
No.
Look, he left. I told y'all. I told y'all he was a Back to the Future stand. I told
you. He left.
We're here to say
yo, I told you, he is not playing with Back to the Future.
All right, just play like one of those songs. Maybe he'll come back.
I'm back, but I'm offended.
One of those songs.
He's going to pull a Cass 1. Remember when Cass 1 walked off the program? Y'all do what y'all going to do.
Can we,
yo, Cass, why did you walk off the program that day?
I don't remember, but it was funny. Oh, it's because of a drop. Was it the drop?
Yeah.
Oh, DJ Trash 1.
Yeah.
I didn't play the drop.
Yeah. It's Shawnee and Laura's fault.
I did not play the drop.
Y'all was calling him DJ Trash 1.
Now I hate him again.
Yo, and then Laura had the vocal on it. Stinking DJ.
Yeah. Laura was the worst, man. I thought we were friends. But
that was so...
Thanks for reminding me.
Listen, Cass 1 doesn't get offended by a lot of things.
We're not friends.
But if you come for his DJ skills, whoa.
Yo, it was... First of all, it was wild disrespect. Second of all, I was a part of it, and it was funny. Third of all, it sent him to a different...
He was hitting the buttons.
I was hitting the buttons. Yeah, it sent him to a different...
All right. What happened to
the Gurus? No Gurus today.
By the way, the Gurus have fallen apart. This is a public service announcement. I've been waiting for this day. They never wanted me to be a Guru. Fine.
Facts.
I didn't want to be down with your cliques. I don't join your little cliques and clans.
Really? Yeah,
but now nobody's emailing.
Exactly.
Now nobody's emailing, and the whole thing's falling apart.
We just need a reload on the emails. I have one, but honestly, yelling at Laura about Back to the Future was more fun. And I suggest an alternate thing that we do called, Does Laura Know... blank, and then we just throw things at Laura Stein.
Just sing.
All right, and it is the intro music.
Yeah, this is it.
And now, does Laura know blank? Rosenberg, what's your question?
All right, go. Let's see.
All right, Laura.
All right.
Bring the music down a little bit. It's too loud.
Laura.
Okay.
Can you tell us one actor who starred on the hit, and when I say hit, I mean gigantic hit sitcom, Cheers.
Oh, I don't know names.
Wow. One star,
one actor from the show Cheers.
There's so many.
And so now, and now you play the theme song to Cheers. There you go. Yes.
Making
we just made a new segment.
The world today takes everything.
Good job, Laura.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And I believe this is still very easy.
Okay.
If we had asked you for a second name,
God, you're asking for too much now.
Yo,
Ebro, how many
Harrelson,
you got?
Woody Harrelson, man.
Yo,
keep going,
funny.
Ebro. You want to keep going?
I forgot Frasier's real name.
What's Frasier's real name?
Don't even worry about Frasier. How about Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley. Yeah, I don't rock with her. She's GOP.
She's a weird
Scientologist. She fell off. How about Shelley Long?
Shelley Long.
What about George Wendt? The great Norm.
You're losing it.
Norm.
Losing it? Why can't I remember Frasier's real name?
I can't remember Frasier's real name.
Kelsey Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer! Yeah, that Cheers theme one more time for the people, man. Shani, man.
Wow.
You see you, man.
Yo,
Shani knows some white ish out here, baby.
Right. Create a girlfriend. He's cool.
That's right.
World today takes everything you've got.
That's really only the reason Shani knows his name. Because he created girlfriends.
Sure would help a lot.
And that Drake line.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Even Shani and Laura.
I do have a confession, though.
Go ahead.
I've never watched an episode of Cheers. After the theme song was finished, I'd usually change it because I love the theme song.
Yo, you're
so
wild.
You wild.
Good job. Yo,
Cheers.
I never
watched
one.
Fire, bro.
Cheers, Laura's laughing. I never watched one.
Laura's never watched it for a second.
I've watched one or two. Yes. Before
one
I
or two.
It.
Full episode? Full episode?
I'm so old that Cheers is when I was actually watching television. That was actually when I was still getting in front of the TV in the evening with my brother and my mom and watching television. I think it came on 9 o'clock NBC, right?
Yeah, Thursdays. Shouts to Dark Kent, who says, Rosenberg Radio, nah, I'm blackety black, and I identify Power of Love with Back to the Future. Don't let them trash you.
Blackety black.
Thank you, Dark Kent.
Let's get to flashing lights. Let's do it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Beyonce's Be Good Foundation went on Twitter to just announce that they're helping join the World Central Kitchen, which is a not-for-profit organization that provides meals in wake of natural disasters. So they're providing 100,000 meals to those in Louisiana affected by the hurricane. Guys, I continue to see some of these photos, and they're horrific. They're horrible. Like, I feel like I look at them, and I'm like, again? This is happening again? It gives flashbacks of Katrina.
It's bad out here, man.
Ugh.
Yo, shout out to our guy, Jared, down there, works for the police force down in New Orleans. He sent us an update via Twitter today saying it's a mess down there. The power situation is crazy. It's all bad. It is all bad.
What is it done down there?
Yeah, the storm is actually up our way now. That's what all these clouds and all this is about.
Well, it's going to be 2 days of Ida here, right?
Yeah, all of the clouds and everything that we're going to see today, the rain we're supposed to get today into tomorrow, is all Ida.
So New Orleans is Louisiana is just dealing right now with what's left.
And now I think there's a tropical storm coming through too.
Another one.
Well, and also remember, parts of New Orleans are below sea level. That's one thing.
Right.
Also,
right.
Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo's in Tennessee, right?
That was canceled. They just announced
it. They canceled it, even though the weather is beautiful for the weekend ahead when it was supposed to happen this weekend. They say that the grounds are so soggy and overrun with water that they can't even have the festival.
Damn. And this was their comeback after...
Yeah, and COVID. So Ida pulled up and ran through all of that, you know, was Tennessee, Virginia, D.C., you know, everybody got rain yesterday, and we're getting it today.
Mm. Oh, man, just sending a lot of love and prayers and support to all the people that are being affected by this hurricane. And some more positive news, Nia DaCosta has become the first black woman to have a top-selling movie at the box office with Candyman.
Okay.
So, following its August 27 release, it has grossed over $22 million in its debut. Did any of you guys get a chance to check it out?
No, I don't play with that. I don't play with that.
I was going to see it, but then I heard it was not good enough. So I don't think.
I've heard mixed reviews.
Well, I wasn't going to see it because I'm scared. So
me too.
There's that. But
I
salute.
I was waiting for someone, one of you guys, to watch it.
Yo, it's not real. It's not real. And I still won't stand in the mirror and say Candyman name five times. I won't do it right now.
But that's the beauty of Candyman, is you don't need to be scared because you know how to avoid Candyman. Simply don't repeat his name five times in the mirror and you're good.
Are you good? You just,
yeah,
we just said it
otherwise.
Twice on this program. If three more people say it, we in trouble.
But it's supposed to be in front of a mirror.
Yeah, there's no mirror, although I do see myself.
Oh, just be quiet, Rosenberg. Let's just wrap this up. That's your flashing light report.
I'm scared.
Time is 8:55, high of 74 degrees, rain all day, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Playing with these people. I don't play with the devil. I don't play with these horror movies.
Nope.
I ain't playing with dead people. I don't play.
You're saying the words, I don't play, is a good replacement of I'm scared of.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, guys, I got tickets to attend the Long Island Music Fest with Ashanti, Ja Rule, and Fabolous, hosted by our very own Drewski. Call in number 9-800-223-9797. These tickets are for you.
Wake up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city. Right here on Hot 97.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!